Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. I want to thank you so much for releasing the miracle seed. And I want you to begin to know that great things are in store for thee. For the Lord says you're going to begin to find that by the end of the month, you're going to be in the right place and in the right season. For I heard the Spirit of the Lord says that I'm about to recharge your batteries and I'm about to cause you to come into a season of new beginnings and a fresh start. And you will begin to see the move of the Spirit. For the Lord says, prepare. Because some powerful doors are about to open up for thee that is going to bless the works of your hands. For the Lord says, you will see that favor will visit thee and that my blessing shall begin to embrace thee. For the spirit of favor shall come upon thee, the spirit of new opportunities, and I will crown thee, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. For the Lord says, prepare, because I make thee a winner, and you're going to find that you're going to land some kind of a starring role, which means that I'm going to place you in a position of influence. And I will touch thee, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. For I heard the Lord say that I'm about to sweeten the pot for thee. And you're going to begin to see that big surprises are coming your way. And you will know and see that my hand is upon thee for good things, saith the Lord of hosts. Oh, prepare, because God says things are coming to a closure. Because you're stepping into a brand new chapter and a brand new season of your life. And you're going to sense and you're going to know that this is a time of a closure. You're going to sense and know because God says talks about career and money is about to come forth, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. And you will step into a season of honors, awards, and achievement, and even new opportunities. For something prestigious is about to open up for thee. For the Lord says the struggles have come to a closure, and now you're stepping into a season of new beginnings. For there's a shift that is happening. There's a shift that is happening. The Lord says, keep thine ears open and keep thine eyes stayed upon me. Because it seems like some groundbreaking news is about to come forth for thee. Prepare, for this is a season of new beginnings. I want you to circle the month of December. For I see a pot of gold around thee. And yet, despite the obstacles that you face in this year, the Lord says that the heavens have not forgotten thee. Now the pieces are falling into right place. The pieces are coming together. God says, hang on to your dream for better work and better opportunities, for they are about to show up for the better health and better strength. For God says, circle from the 17th of December to the 25th of December, because God says these are going to be some influential days for thee, influential days for thee, for change shall be happening in your life. Oh, even for the entire year of 2015.
And I further hear Father God saying this is the season of favor concerning the work. Father God says this is the season where you're going to begin to move in a new efficient manner. For I hear Father God saying if better is available, you're not going to settle for less. I do hear Father God saying this is the season to study to show yourself approved in the area of work, family, employment. And I also hear Father God saying this is the season to make sure you keep your medical appointments. For Father God says this is the season of the new dietary habit. Father God says make sure you take time to eat properly in this season. Drink enough water and get enough rest. But Father God is doing something in your body in this season. Father God says increase vitality and new strength. I do hear Father God saying this is the season where you're going to begin to eliminate anything that's stressful in your life. I do hear Father God saying take time to show yourself friendly. For Father God says many positive new relationships and partnerships. And I hear Father God saying positive new relationships concerning business as well as leisure. Now, Father God says begin to clear out the clutter. Father God says make sure you clear your home and your environment of clutter. For Father God says not only physical clutter, yet mental and emotional clutter, which is going to give you the opportunity to clear any psychological clutter as well. I also hear Father God saying new communicational skills in this season. For Father God says you're going to communicate at a higher level, and Father God says pay attention to what you're saying. Father God says it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And Father God says in this season, be mindful of any sudden changes or any sudden uncontrolled outbursts in your communication. Because Father God says, agree to disagree in this season. Father God says, don't be quick to anger in this season. Take time to think before you speak. And I even hear Father God saying, there will be a season where you choose to be silent. Father God says this will work well because Father God says even in your silence, you're going to hear volumes in the communication. I also hear Father God saying this is the season to begin to take the opportunity to take up a new regimen of exercise. For Father God says this will help you alleviate any excess pressure. I also hear Father God saying be mindful not to get into anyone else's quarrels or others' problems in this season. Father God says keep a positive frame of mind in this season. Be mindful not to be critical. Father God says if criticism is involved, make sure it's positive criticism. And I also hear Father God saying this is the season where you're going to begin to receive some recognition, some past due recognition. So Father God says take time to move forward in faith and not fear. And I also hear Father God saying toward the end of the month, make sure you take some time for rest and relaxation. I hear Father God saying retreat, rest, review. And Father God says you're going to begin to come back into yourself in a new way. You've been under a lot of pressure in this season. You know, I hear Father God saying he'll get the praise and the worship in this season. And I hear Father God saying concerning your environment of work. I hear Father God saying you're coming before influential authorities in this season and show yourself friendly. And that is the word of the Lord.
And before the prophetic thing comes forth, just know that the Spirit of the Lord is moving upon thee in this season. And you're going to know that the hand of the Lord is upon thee for good things. For the Lord says, get thyself ready because your life is in store for a great boost. And it's going to continue. The good news is going to continue even for the balance of this year. For the Lord says things are going to change for the better. For the Lord says you're in a season of a step up. You're in a season of an upgrade. You're in a season of prestige and responsibility. For the Lord says there's a shift that is happening for thee. For the Lord says stay patient, for know that I am with thee, and I am covering thee, and I am guiding thee. For the Lord says get thyself ready. Okay, the 22nd of this month, the Lord says circle that date, circle that date. For it's going to indicate that you're moving into a season of favor as well as new opportunities. You're going to see this happening in October, November, and even in December. For the Lord says your creativity is getting ready to shift. For the Lord says I bring you into a season of happiness, and the Lord says you're going to take off like a rocket. Now prepare for the word of the Lord from the team of prophets. And I'll be right back.
God bless you, Prophetess Cynthia. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, great is thy faithfulness and great is thy reward. I do hear Father God saying, grow not weary in your well-doing, for Father God says you're going to be rewarded. Father God says this is the season that is stabilizing some things concerning family. And I hear Father God saying, don't look back and don't consult man. I do hear Father God saying justice, and it's not just justice. Us, God says it's going to be for the entire family. Any legal matters or anything dealing with attorneys, God says favorable. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophetess Cynthia. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that there's going to be an increase. God says he's doing a new thing in you in this season. And I hear God says for you to get plenty of fluid in this season, plenty of exercise. God says that he's showing you some different ways in order to create. I hear God say that he's developing you. God says that he's sending you forth because I see God giving much of placing much into your hand. For God says things shall be plentiful in this season for you, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophetess Cynthia. I just hear the word of the Lord saying expansion, expansion, expansion. Your household shall expand, your finances, your health shall expand, rapid improvement in your health. God said that he wants to prove something to you because you asked him to show you. And God said he is going to show you, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophetess Cynthia. And the Lord says, you shall prophesy, 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 prophesy. You shall prophesy to the winds. And God says, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, you shall have them. And speak those things that be not as though they were. For God says, even as he's teaching you a way of new creation, he's teaching you how to create even what you say. So God, what you say in this season, woman of God, And that is the word of the Lord.
Bless you, Sister Cynthia.
I just hear God saying that he's pouring out before you and unto you. He's laying at your feet the many blessings of God. I see the home being touched, and I see property, a new residence, more, a bigger place, expansion for you. God says, if you so desire, I see expansion for you. God says, move forward in it and receive the elevation and the promotion, the increase in this season. I just hear God saying there's trouble that is upon the horizon. I hear God saying that this is a season he's turning things around for you. He's changing your makeup. He's changing your mindset. He's bringing forth a greater clarity and understanding of his word and revelation knowledge to pour forth into you. God says you're going to begin to see great growth in this season, great growth, increase in finances, and even spiritually, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Oscar. I hear Father God saying this is the season to take more risk. I do hear Father God saying get ready to rise and to shine and to give God all the glory, because God says what you've been praying for is plain for you. So I hear Father God saying this is the season to be more flexible. And I hear Father God saying family. Father God says he's going to bless the family in this season. And I hear Father God saying new faith. Greater faith and greater wisdom. And that is the word of the Lord.
And I know, Sister Cynthia, that the Lord says, I bring you into a season of new beginnings and new opportunities. And the Lord, I just heard the word transference. The Lord said, I'm going to transfer some blessings over to you. I'm going to transfer new opportunities and new doors. I'm going to transfer some finances over to you and your household. And then I heard the Lord say that it won't always be this way, but the Lord says, know that your due diligence and your persistence is going to be the thing that's going to cause you to be blessed in this season. So the Lord says, begin to live in the realm of the Spirit, and you're going to come into a season of great increase. For the Lord says, get ready, because news is about to show up for you that's going to bring much increase and cause a smile to come upon your face. Favor after favor after favor after favor. And that is the word of the Lord to the woman of God. Thank you for your miracle seed. God bless.
And I want you to know, woman of God, that greatness is thy portion. I want you to take the series and things that I'll be sending you and begin to apply them and use them and put them to work. I want you to know, woman of God, that this is a time, this is a season where the Lord says, double-check things, double-check papers, because the enemy's trying to do something or trick thee or take advantage of thee. Watch whom you trust. Stand, and be bold, and be bold, and be bold. And you're going to find that your greatest success, woman of God, is going to come through established businesses and things that are solid, because someone's trying to trick you in somehow. Or I don't know if this is financially or emotionally, but watch what you get involved in. For the Lord says, I will bring you into expansion. I will bring you into abundance. And God says, you'll see it, and it will surely happen. For the Lord says, as you stick to things that are solid, established businesses and professions, for these are the things that is going to cause you to begin to prosper. Because God said, I bring you into a season of a newness. I bring you into a season of a fresh start. For this is your hour and this is your season. For the Lord says, I bring my blessings unto thee in different avenues and in different doors. And for the Lord says, you're going to come into time where you're going to feel so much more secure, because God says, I'm shifting things in this season. I'm moving things about in this season. And unexpected money, doors, and opportunities shall swing wide open for thee. Wide open for thee. For the promise is near. God says that the promise is near. The promise is near. And as the promise is near, the problems will leave. As you move in faith and gratitude and wisdom and discipline, you will surely, surely prosper. And as a result, greater prosperity shall be your portion, not tomorrow, not yesterday, but now. As you move into a degree of faith, it's going to bring a realization of many of life's answers unto thee. Embrace the new, because this is a time of favor. This is a time of high, high spiritual benefits and spiritual elevation. Thank you, woman of God, for your miracle seed. God bless.